Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, April 3rd. Colorado Democrats have dropped an effort to repeal the death penalty. As KVNF's Scott Franz reports, sponsors of the bill couldn't get enough votes in the Senate.
The proposal was in limbo for 2 weeks as Senator Angela Williams heard concerns from her fellow Democrats. Williams says about four senators wouldn't pledge their support.
When you get to a stalemate in this process, you got to make, you got to be a stateswoman and you've got to make some decisions on this, and that's what I did.
Senator Rhonda Fields was one of the Democrats opposing the bill. She thinks only voters should be able to repeal capital punishment.
I think the voters would come back and vote that it should be retained because of the aggravators that are associated with the death penalty.
Senator Williams is vowing to bring the bill back next session. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Western members of Congress have introduced legislation authorizing the federal government to implement the Colorado River Drought Contingency Plan. From KJZZ in Phoenix, Brett Jaspers reports.
Identical bills in the House and Senate authorize the Secretary of Interior to execute the agreements of the drought plan. The DCP is a deal among the seven states of the Colorado River Basin: Arizona, California, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Utah. The states are trying to keep water in Lakes Mead and Powell, the main reservoirs of the system. Those lakes have been dropping, and water managers want to reduce the risk they will get dangerously low. All 14 senators from the basin have signed on as sponsors in that chamber. Support in the House is also bipartisan. In Phoenix, I'm Brett Jaspers.
And now this feature story from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange. A pilot program called Skillful West End is helping miners pick up the pieces since the New Horizon mine closed in January. Kara Pallone with KOTO has the story.
Tanya Naramore has lived in the west end of Montrose County her whole life. She graduated from Nucla High School, bought a house in Naderita, and was hired at the New Horizon coal mine in 2000. The mine was developed in 1993 as a fuel resource to Tri-State's Nucla Power Plant Station, supplying several thousand tons of crushed coal to the plant each month.
When I first started out, I was a haul truck driver, and then they started letting me learn on the blade, drove the water truck. I spent about 6 months on a D9T dozer, messed around a little bit with the loaders, and that was about it.
New Horizon Mine's fleet of equipment is now parked, and Naramore, who worked at the mine for 15 consecutive years, is out of work. She and more than a dozen other miners lost their jobs when the mine closed on January 24th. A couple of the miners who lost their jobs in January have taken jobs elsewhere. Others were eligible for retirement. Naramore, meanwhile, is starting over at age 47. It was a sad day for her when the mine closed. It was more than a job for her. She loved her work as a coal miner, and especially her coworkers. The job paid well and the benefits were good. But more important than anything, Naramore wants to stay in the West End, her home. There was also another issue Naramore faced as she looked to re-enter the workforce.
I haven't filled out a resume in, I don't even remember when, 20 plus years. I haven't done a job application. I haven't done an interview in probably as long. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, my computer skills are almost nil. You know, I can Facebook, and that's about what I can do.
Enter Carla Reams. Reams is the program manager for Skillful West End, which launched November 1st as a pilot program serving Western San Miguel and Montrose counties. Skillful is a nonprofit initiative of the Markle Foundation and aims to help people secure employment. The program operates in two states, Colorado and Indiana. Skillful West End's purpose specifically is to help curb job losses in the area, which have historically relied on the jobs that resource extraction and agriculture provide. The pilot project is funded through the Telluride Foundation, which worked with the Markle Foundation to implement the program. Here's Reams explaining.
And I think that was strategic of the Telluride Foundation. You know, they knew people were going to be losing their jobs, and people in this area haven't applied for jobs in a long time and maybe need that skill. And Skillful also focuses on skills-based employment rather than having a university degree, you know, so we work with employers too to say, hey, you know, does that position really need a degree?
Reams is a matchmaker of sorts. For example, she knows that there are people who work at the power plant who have years of electrical or welding experience and can fill a void for an employer. They just need a chance to demonstrate those skills, and to get that chance, they have to apply. At first, Naramore thought she might take some time off after the mine closed, but then she learned about a great job opportunity as a heavy equipment operator for Montrose County Road and Bridge, which has an office in Nucla. She knew about Skillful West End because Reams had gone to the mine on the last day to offer her services and talk about the program. Naramore made an appointment, and Reams helped her update her resume and fill out the application. They learned that Naramore would need her commercial driver's license, so Reams helped her with that process, as well as applying for funding for the necessary training. Naramore just earned her license, a big accomplishment, and the two women reapplied for the Montrose County Road and Bridge job, as well as a job with San Miguel County Road and Bridge at the encouragement of Reams. One benefit of the West End program is that people don't have to drive to Montrose. They can walk right into Reams' office, which is located on Main Street in downtown Naterita. What makes Skillful West End even more accessible and inviting to local folks, however, is the fact that Reams is also a longtime resident of the West End. She's been in the area since the 7th grade. That goes a long way in a small town, where people can be leery of newcomers. People like Naramore feel comfortable going to Reams for help. On this Thursday morning, the two women are sitting across from each other, Naramore in pink with her signature manicured nails, and Reams suffering from an unexpected bout of allergies, both laughing and shooting the breeze.
Yeah, and so I think that makes a difference. People, you know, value that relationship and
they trust you.
And my dad had worked at the coal mine. He had retired from there. And so, you know, I know of all the people there, and I think that makes a huge difference. People will come in and, you know, they're more willing to come in and let me offer my services.
There have been a few job placements through Skillful West End since November, and word is spreading about the resource. If Naramore is able to land one of the jobs she's recently applied for, that would be the ultimate reward. As Reem says, Naramore is a dedicated employee and a female presence in a predominantly male work environment. Plus, it would be a reflection of Skillful's main goal. Naramore, of course, hopes this will be the case.
So I'm just hoping I can find something here and stay here. I mean, my home's here, mm-hmm. and I don't, the home prices are real low here, and I don't know if I could actually sell it for enough to pay my mortgage off. And this is home. You know, everything I love to do is right here.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, April 3rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.